Without immediate action, Pennsylvania Governor Tom Wolf warns that the Chester Upland School District won't be in a financial position to open its doors next month. As WHYY's Kevin McCory reports, Wolf has a plan to rectify the situation, partly on the backs of area charter schools.
Governor Wolf has requested a Delaware County judge to approve a drastic reduction in the payments that Chester Upland sends to charter schools. Without action, Wolf says Chester Upland's almost $24 million operating deficit will prevent it from opening in September.
I, for the life of me, don't know how you can open financially with what they're staring at.
Wolf's solution hinges on what many education advocates have long considered a flaw in the way the state funds charter schools for special education students. In the current system, charters have a financial incentive to enroll students with relatively mild disabilities. It works like this. Districts must give charters whatever the district spends on average on special education. If a charter enrolls many kids with less costly needs, the charter makes out financially, and then a vicious cycle is created. With fewer mildly disabled students in the district, the district's average cost climbs, which it then must pay to the charter. Right now, Chester Upland sends about $40,000 to a charter that enrolls just one area special education student. Wolf wants to implement a new formula in Chester Upland that would align charter special ed payments nearer to actual costs. That would save $21
million. Special education issue is something that the charter schools and public schools all across the Commonwealth are struggling with. There's an inducement to try to categorize more students than maybe should be categorized as special education just because of the way the formula works.
Wolf also wants to cap funds the state's cyber charters receive for students from Chester Upland to just under $6,000, saving the district another $4 million. Wolf's twofold approach would wipe away the district's existing deficit. If approved by the courts, Wolf's plan would have a large impact on the amount of funding received by the Chester Community Charter School, which enrolls about half the kids living in Chester Upland. Data show that the school enrolls a large special ed population, but disproportionately serves children with less costly needs. Wolf says his proposal is not a direct jab at CCCS.
Yeah, it's not. It's pointed at trying to make sure that the Chester Upland School District is able to open for all kids on time.
Without action, Chester Upland's deficit will almost double by the end of the school year. For WHYY News, I'm Kevin McCory.